RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English Bulletin over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country. Today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our weekly segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. China and South Korea are interested in Indonesian pharmaceutical sector investment. Developing small and medium enterprises, the Ministry of Industry could cooperate with Creative Economy Agency. The Indonesian government will focus on sugar production and then rice. Now the news in detail. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, said Chinese and South Korean investors are interested to invest in the pharmaceutical sector and will make Indonesia as a pharmaceutical hub in Southeast Asia. Frankie in Jakarta on Saturday explained there are two reasons of these countries to target Indonesia. First, because the population is large and is covered by the National Healthcare Security Program. Secondly, President Jokowi's commitment to develop the pharmaceutical industry in the country, ensuring the availability of pharmaceutical preparations and medical devices, and push the affordability of medicines in the country and boost export competitiveness as set out in the 11th Economic Policy Package. In addition to China and South Korea, other countries that are also targeting the pharmaceutical sector in Indonesia are the United Kingdom and the United States. The pharmaceutical sector is open 100% to foreign investors, which previously were limited to a maximum of 85%. The Investment Coordinating Board is receiving the investment interest of the British telecommunication company in the digital economy sector in the form of payment services using information technology, namely mobile money. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, said, as quoted by Republika, the British telecommunication company has prepared a fund of $5 million. Frankie considered it positive that the British company is to invest in the growing information technology sector in Indonesia. According to Frankie, the British company's investment interest in the digital economy sector shows that the development of the sector in Indonesia continues to be monitored by investors. He further said that the British investment is expected to trigger other companies to invest in Indonesia. Moreover, Frankie said the government has taken various measures of licenses simplification to provide convenience for the investor. Economic observer Didi J. Rahbini said the industry minister cannot work on its own in advancing the national industry. According to him, it needs cooperation with other institutions. Didi cited as an example the cooperation can be done with the Creative Economy Agency, which is an appropriate government agency to be invited to work with the Ministry of Industry. According to him, in the Ministry of Industry program, there is small and medium industry program, which is believed to enhance the industry in Indonesia. Didi, which said in a discussion in Jakarta that if the cooperation can be done well, then the national industry will be strong to compete. Earlier, Minister of Industry Saleh Husin assessed the global economic condition that is not yet stable raises a number of concerns. One of them is the threat of the deindustrialization. However, he claimed to have had a plan to minimize such concerns. According to him, preserving and maintaining the domestic industry becomes Ministry of Industry priority now. Rice is one of Indonesia's main commodities, which price and affability are always maintained by the government because it is the main food source that is needed by the people. However, the government for the next few years seems not to be too focused on the production of rice. Refined sugar, which have been imported, will be another focus of the government's food security program. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said the government is focusing on minimizing the scarcity of foodstuffs in some areas. But even so, the government will prioritize the improvement of sugar cane and sugar production. He added that though many state-owned enterprises are engaging in the production and procurement of sugar, it does not guarantee the sugar supply in Indonesia can be fulfilled without imports. To meet the needs of the sugar, the government is still reviewing a number of role models that can be done so that Indonesia does not have to import sugar in huge amount. Last item, Ministry of Transportation has completed construction of 6 ports spread in Maluku, North Maluku, and West Papua. They are now ready to operate and are planned to be inaugurated by President Joko Widodo on April the 5th and 6th in West Papua and Maluku. Head of Communications and Public Information of Transportation Ministry, J.A. Barata, said the entire construction of the ports was funded by the state budget of Transportation Ministry through the fiscal year 2015. According to him, the construction of the ports in the province of Maluku, North Maluku, and West Papua is a commitment of the government to develop transportation infrastructure to improve connectivity in the border regions, outermost and disaster areas. The construction and development of the ports is also a form of development that not only Java-centric but Indonesia-centric. To end the news, here are the main points once again. China and South Korea are interested in Indonesian pharmaceutical sector investment. Developing small and medium enterprises, the Ministry of Industry could cooperate with Creative Economy Agency. 6 ports in Maluku, North Maluku, and West Papua are ready to be inaugurated soon. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the 3 awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is the news from across the country, presenting you various interesting information of the week from across the country. The first news came from Pekanbaru, Riau. Riau Provincial Tourism and Creative Economy Agency head Fahmizal Usman on Monday, March 28th in Pekanbaru said the agency is still digging the tourism potential in the region, such as Bono Sea Wave Tourism. Even they will develop it as international tourism destination. Bono Wave, available only in Sungai Kambar, Pelalawan Regency, Riau Province, attracts more foreign tourists, especially international surfers, who want to taste the waves resulting from the meeting between river flow into the sea and the sea wave. Fahmi was optimistic that this year there will be more international surfers, especially during the rising moon every month. World record breaking in Bono became a special appeal for the surfers. The newest record was broken by Australian surfer around 17.2 kilometers, with the time around 1.2 kilometers on March 8 until 12, 2016. He replaced the previous record by Steve Ginn from England, 12.32 kilometers in 2013. Next news is from South Kalimantan. More than half of the corn farming field in South Kalimantan was located in Tanah Laut Regency. The field expansion is also rapid. Therefore, Tanah Laut is prepared to be one of the corn centers in Indonesia, which is expected to realize the self-supporting corn supply. From 25,000 hectares in South Kalimantan, 14,600 hectares of the field is located in Tanah Laut. Cereals Director of Crops Directorate General in Agriculture Ministry Nandang Sunandar during the corn harvest in Pelaihari Tanah Laut said, Tanah Laut became a new agroecosystem growth development source for corn and rice. According to him, this is a great moment to reach food sovereignty. Nandang added, the Tanah Laut Regency government is able to finish the one-year corn crops target in half a year period. The last news is from Lingga, Riau Islands. Lingga Regency Government, Riau Islands targeted to create 3,000 hectares of field. Currently, there is 300 hectares field being cultivated in Sungai Besar Village, North Lingga. Lingga Regency Government wanted to stop the food dependency from other region. Lingga Regent Alias Welo said, until now, Lingga depended on its food supply from other region. The food supply in Lingga becomes thin during the high waves, holding the food shipping. Well, admitted, the rice field program is not easy. The main challenge is to change the mindset of the people who are accustomed to be fishermen. Another challenge is irrigation. The prepared field is close to the water source, yet irrigation is still needed to water 2,000 hectares of the land. And listener, that's the news from across the country.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April the 3rd, 1930, the birth of Helmut Kohl. Dr. Helmut Kohl is a German conservative politician and statesman. He served as Chancellor of Germany from 1982 to 1998. Kohl became chancellor with the longest term, 16 years, replacing Otto von Bismarck. Kohl is regarded as the greatest European leader in the 20th century by U.S. President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. He also contributed in preparing the Maastricht Treaty that formed the European Union and encouraged the establishment of the single currency of Euro. Next is April the 3rd, 1948. The Marshall Plan is signed. Marshall Plan is a large-scale economic program in 1947 to 1951 by the United States, which aims to rebuild the economic strength of countries in Europe after World War II ended. The initiative's naming was taken from the name of U.S. Secretary of State George Marshall. Marshall Plan aid distribution was not only for European countries, but also Asian countries affected by World War II. Last is April the 3rd, 2000. The High-Level Conference on Europe and Africa was held for the first time. Egyptian President Mubarak opened the Europe-Africa Summit in Cairo, which lasted for 2 days. The conference was attended by 52 heads of state from African countries and 15 heads of government of the European countries that joined the European Union. The focus of this conference is the economic relationship and also urgent issues to be resolved in African countries, such as the issue of human rights, democracy, war, refugees, and illegal arms trade. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, here is highlight of the week featuring transportation fare decrease if fuel price does. Stay tuned. President Joko Widodo demand the public transportation fare to decrease if the fuel price is reduced. This was stated by the president when opening a meeting on fuel price at the presidential office, Jakarta, Wednesday. After president's remarks, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said gave a report on the fuel price. According to the minister, the government will reduce the premium and solar fuel price amounting to 500 rupiah per liter beginning on April 1, 2016. Related to the price reduction, Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan instructed city public transport operators to decrease 3% of the fare. Minister Jonan in Jakarta, 31st of March, said the price reduction is applied for intercity, intra-province transport, economy train, ferry, and ship. According to the minister, fare reduction will be more significant for long-distance transportation than the city transport. For instance, bus fare from 40,000 rupiah will be reduced 3% into 38,500 rupiah. Also, for economic train from 100,000 rupiah can be reduced 2,000 rupiah. While intra-city transport with relatively low fare is more difficult to adjust due to payment technically. For instance, Metro Mini with 4,000 rupiah fare. If reduced to 120 rupiah, the change is difficult. Minister Jonan admit to be still formulating the city transport fare with the Land Transport Organization or Organda. One of the options is no fare reductions, but the operators will not increase the fare if the fuel prices increase again. Transportation Ministry will announce this matter. Jakarta Organda head Safruhan Sinungan said the fuel price reduction is not significant enough to reduce the fare. According Safruhan, fuel price had 17 only in deciding public transport fare. Currently, the most significant factor towards the fare is spare parts price, which is increasing 14%. Meanwhile, People's Consultative Assembly Deputy Speaker Mahyudin at Tanjung Tabalong, South Kalimantan, said the fuel price reduction is necessary because the world crude oil price is currently decreasing. Many people saw the decision is late, but according to Mahyudin, the government decided carefully considering all aspects. That was highlight of the week. Thank you for listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the week in review. Various events that happened this week has been summarized in the week in review. Let's begin with a Sunday, March the 27th, Indonesia will send a company of soldiers from the Army's Engineering Directorate to Fiji to help reconstruction process after Cyclone Winston tore across the South Pacific country last month. Deputy for Communication, Information and Apparatuses Coordination to the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Vice Marshal Agus Ruhian Barnas, said on Sunday, besides sending soldiers from the Army's Engineering Directorate, the government will also hand over humanitarian aid to Fiji. He said the plan to send soldiers from the Army's Engineering Directorate and hand over humanitarian aid to Fiji is part of the agenda of the Indonesian delegation visits to Papua New Guinea and Fiji from March the 30th to April the 1st in a bid to forge bilateral relations between Indonesia and South Pacific countries. Still on Sunday, Indonesian government has condemned the people behind the bomb attack in Lahore, Pakistan on the occasion of Easter Day celebration last Sunday, leaving tens of people dead. The press statement issued by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry received in Jakarta on Monday said that the government and people of Indonesia expressed deep condolences to the people of Pakistan and its government, especially to the relatives of those who died. The Indonesian embassy in Islamabad said no Indonesian citizens were among those injured in the terror attack. On Tuesday, State Defense Program of the Indonesian Defense Ministry is developed continuously and introduced until the border areas. However, each border area has specific characteristics in the implementation of the state defense. Indonesian Defense Minister Mirza Triakudu to media after National Seminar of Defense Curriculum and State Defense at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday said, Natuna Island region, which holds state defense program by having military exercise for its people, because the area has high risk, so the people must be ready for the threat against the Indonesian sovereignty. Indonesian Defense Minister Mirza Triakudu said further, to improve the border islands such as Natuna, he will deploy jet fighters, radar, air repellent strike, and one company of personnel of the Indonesian Air Force. A ship dock will be built, frigate patrol ships, one company of marine personnel, and one battalion of raiders of Indonesian Army will also be deployed there. Over now to Wednesday, March the 30th, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi and Bulgarian Foreign Affairs Minister Daniel Mitov signed the Memorandum of Understanding of the Extension of Cooperation of Free Visa Visit for Soldiers of Diplomatic and Official Passports of both countries. In the Minister of Foreign Affairs office in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Retno said that the agreement is part of efforts to increase bilateral relationship of both countries. Besides signing the MOU, Indonesia agreed on the development of Mutual Economic Commission, which will be implemented in Bulgaria in 2017. Still on Wednesday, Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia to New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia, Yayan G.H. Mulyana, said that the state government of South Australia expressed interest in cooperation with the regional government of West Java in the framework of the sister provinces. This was conveyed on the sideline of his working visit to Bandung, West Java on Wednesday. He stated that the state government of South Australia considers West Java as a potential that has proximity, especially in the aspect of culture. Besides holding a meeting with the West Java regional government, Indonesian Consul General to New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia, Yayan Mulyana, also conducted a meeting with Radio Republik Indonesia in Bandung. The visit was aimed at delivering the South Australia's government interest to establish cooperation in the field of information. Last is from Thursday, the Indonesian Consumers Foundation stated that the current low fuel oil prices offer a good momentum for the government to build its oil reserves. Executive Chairman of the Foundation, Tulus Abadi, noted in a written statement on Thursday in Jakarta that Indonesia's current fuel reserves can only suffice for 19 days. This lags far behind the reserves maintained by other countries. Therefore, according to Abadi, Indonesian Consumers Foundation called on the government to increase its fuel reserves, which are adequate for at least 30 days. He said that the government should seriously build storage tanks to increase its fuel oil stocks. Earlier, Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said has announced the government's decision to reduce the prices of premium gasoline and subsidized diesel fuel after attending a limited cabinet meeting on premium and diesel fuel's price adjustment at the presidential office. That was the week in review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Ministry of Transportation has completed construction of 6 ports spread in Maluku, North Maluku, and West Papua. They are now ready to operate and are planned to be inaugurated by President Joko Widodo on April the 5th and 6th in West Papua and Maluku. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibarani, said Chinese and South Korean investors are interested to invest in the pharmaceutical sector and will make Indonesia as a pharmaceutical hub in Southeast Asia. The Investment Coordinating Board is receiving the investment interest of the British telecommunication company in the digital economy sector in the form of payment services using information technology, namely mobile money. Economic Observer Didi J. Rahbini said the industry minister cannot work on its own in advancing the national industry. Instead, it needs cooperation with other institutions such as the Creative Economy Agency. The Indonesian government for the next few years will not focus on the production of rice alone, but will focus on refined sugar, which have been imported, with another focus on the government's food security program. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the 3 awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, you still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. If you have any criticism and suggestion, please drop a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.go.id and english@voi.go.id. Listener, our next segment will be Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destination, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll invite you to Banten, Tangerang, to have a look at Benteng Heritage Museum. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Benteng Heritage Museum is the result of a restoration of a traditional building with Chinese architecture by its owner, Udaya Halim. According to some estimates, the building was built in mid-17th century and is one of the oldest buildings in the city of Tangerang. The Heritage Museum building consists of two floors and is located in the Cilame Street No. 20 Pasar Lama, Tangerang. After completion of the restoration that took approximately 2 years, Benteng Heritage Museum was dedicated on November 11, 2011. Tangerang formerly was known as Benteng or Fortress or Citadel Town. It was called so because in the old times, some fortresses were built here to replace guard posts, which later became the basis of the Dutch Indian Company in facing the rebellion of Banten. The indigenous people at that time preferred to call this building as Benteng or Citadel. Therefore, since then, Tangerang has been known as Benteng or the Citadel. On the first floor of the first Sino-Indonesian Culture Museum is the ticket counter and also a place to take pictures, restaurants, and a place for gathering and selling souvenirs. On the inside of the first floor, you will see the moon gate or door with ornaments in phoenix and also cloud motif, which is typical Chinese. There is also Potehi Puppet Show stage. And then after that, if you go to the second floor, you have to climb wooden stair, which is original staircase of the building. To go up to the second floor, you have to take off your shoes, leaving your bag and also camera or mobile phone that has a camera. It's all to keep the floor, which is made of wood, intact and also avoid damage to object of the museum collection. In the second floor of the museum, visitor will see a lot of things related to Chinese culture, along with artifacts of 100 years old, like shards of pottery, shells, teeth and nails, also handmade iron and tin scale, which was used to scale opium. All these are silent witness of past lives. On this floor, you will also shoes that used to make Chinese women's feet becomes very small. And there are also batik fabrics with a traditional Chinese motifs and also a collection of the Chinese captain's wife in Batavia. Oi Chuin, dubbed Kartini from Batavia, who donated to this museum. The collection in the museum are mostly personal collection, donation from people around Tangerang, collectors of antiquities and cultural observer of Chinese descendants in Indonesia. Here, visitors will also a collection of skill for opium originating from China, Japan, Korea, and Indonesia. In this museum, collection of literature, one of which is the correspondence of Ui Kim Chang, who is an adapter of martial art story of Tangerang, can also be seen. There is also a Chinese wedding bed and custom wedding procession video of Chinese Benteng and Betawi cultural mix, which is a fusion of culture in Tangerang. Because Tangerang is one of the areas in Indonesia where a lot of Chinese people grow and develop. Benteng Heritage Museum is open from Tuesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. while Monday it is closed. The ticket entry is 25,000 and 50,000. For groups, it is limited to only 20 people. If you want to have lunch or to have a party at the Heritage Museum, you can reserve in advance for lunch package, which prices ranging from 100,000 rupiah to 200,000 rupiah. To get to the museum, you must pass through a traditional market, which is full of sellers and buyers. So before getting into this museum, you will see also a temple, which is hundreds of years old. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Benteng Heritage Museum in Tangerang, Banten.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing UNESCO Officiates Blambangan Biosphere Reserve. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Blambangan Biosphere Reserve in East Java is designated by the Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization of the United Nations of UNESCO. The decision was taken at the 28th session of the International Coordinating Council, Man and the Biosphere Program in the city of Lima, Peru on March 18 to 20, 2016. Biosphere Reserve is an area that consists of original unique ecosystem or ecosystem that are already degraded and entire natural elements are protected and preserved for research and education. Ambassador, Permanent Representative of Indonesia to UNESCO Headquarters in Paris, T.A. Fauzi Sulaiman, said Blambangan Biosphere Reserve is also recognized at the hearing. The Indonesian delegation consisting of the Chairman of the National Committee of the Program, Eni Sudarmonowati, Ambassador, Permanent Representative to UNESCO, Fauzi Sulaiman, Executive Director of the National Committee of the Program, Purwanto, and elements of the Indonesian Embassy in Peru. According to Fauzi, one of the points that can be recorded as a positive value of the Biosphere Reserve is the synergy and cooperation between stakeholders in biosphere reserves, such as business conservation area or national park authority and the forest protection and nature conservation, provincial governments, governments, district and cities, local communities, the Institute of Social Community, and the private sector. He said the cooperation is expected to be a model for other biosphere reserves. This year, UNESCO confirmed 20 new biosphere reserves, including Blambangan Biosphere Reserve. With the addition of the new biosphere reserves, the number in the world amounted to 669, spread across 120 countries. The National Committee Chairman of the Program in Indonesia, Eni Sudarmonowati, said the decision to make Blambangan the second biosphere reserve in East Java Province shows the commitment and increasing awareness of local government on the need for conservation and sustainable development. This phenomenon also occurs in other regional governments that are expected in the near future. Indonesia will increase the number of biosphere reserves. As it is known, in June 2015, UNESCO had also set Bromo Tengger Semeru Arjuna Biosphere Reserve in East Java. Blambangan covers an area of around 679,000 hectares and is divided into three zones. First, the core area includes four conservation areas consisting of three national parks, Alas Purwo, Baluran, and Betiri Meru National Parks, and Kawah Ijen Nature Reserve. Second, the buffer zone, and the third is the transition area. With the enactment of Blambangan Biosphere Reserves, Indonesia now has 11 biosphere reserves, namely Cibodas, Komodo, Lore Lindu, Tanjung Puting, which were established in 1977. Next is Siberut Island and Gundeng Leuser, which were inaugurated in 1981. Others are Giam Siak Kecil, Bukit Batu, Wakatobi, Bromo Tengger, Semeru Arjuna, and Taka Bonerate Selayar in 2015, as well as Blambangan in 2016. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Lucas Hansworth in Australia. We received his email on March 26, 2016. In his email, he also enclosed the answers of wonderful quiz. Hello, Mr. Hansworth. Thank you very much for your participation in our wonderful quiz. Your answers were very detailed. We wish you to be one of the lucky winners. Please do not forget to invite your family and friends to send their answers to wiquiz2006@gmail.com. Who knows, they will also be one of the winners. Thank you. As our appreciation special for you, Mr. Hansworth, we'll play a beautiful song. The song is also for our regular listeners, wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Pernah ku sadari saat redup hati, kau sembuhkan luka lama, pahit terasa. Tak pernah ku duga saat redup hati, kau hidupkan api cinta yang lama menghilang. Kembali ku rasakan arti hidup ini, nafasmu mengisi relung hati. Aku telah jatuh hati kepadamu, sungguh-sungguh aku jatuh, ku ingin kau tahu.
pernah kuduga saat redup hati kau hidupkan api cinta yang lama menghilang. Oh kembali ku rasakan arti hidup ini, nafasmu mengisi relung hati. Aku telah jatuh hati kepadamu, sungguh-sungguh aku jatuh. Ku ingin kau tahu, dan untukmu kan ku berikan hatiku, seluruh nafas hidupku. Yakinlah kasih cinta ini. Sungguh-sungguh aku jatuh, ku ingin kau tahu. Dan untukmu kan ku berikan hatiku, seluruh nafas hidupku. Yakinlah kasih cinta ini.
Now we will replay a letter from Mr. Konstantin Bersenkov in Russia. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz at around 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC on March 11, 2006. And the ZINPO was 45555. Hello, Mr. Konstantin Bersenkov. Thank you for your letter with reception reports in detail. As information, if you want to know about us, please visit our website www.voi.co.id, www.voi.co.id. Through the website, you can find everything about RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Konstantin Bersenkov, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Okay, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Tanpanya cinta sekali lagi. Tersenyum ku tak mampu terdiam dan membisu. Cinta, pegang tanganku ini, ku tak mampu.
Listeners, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Azam Ali Somsro in Pakistan. We have received his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, he said that he heard and enjoyed an interview about Happiness Day. Hello, Mr. Azam Ali Somsro. Thank you for your compliment. And we also thank you for always listening to our broadcast and sending reception report. Well, Mr. Azam Ali Somsro, we are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. Thank you. Dear listeners, wherever you are, now we will give you a beautiful song.
Ku lewati hari demi hari, ku lalui pintu demi pintu, aku melihat sosok wanita yang getarkan rasa, yeah. Senyum ramah mencuri pandangku, paras indah butakan hatiku. Aku merasa aku harus mendapatkan hatimu. Bila ada kesempatan, aku kan menyatakan, kan ku katakan kepada dunia, ku sayang kamu.
Well, listeners, those were some emails that we can share with you this week. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. Well, listeners, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id. info@voi.co.id. Or to english@voi.co.id. I repeat again, english@voi.co.id. english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. For your information, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, in cooperation with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. For information, you can tune in our programs on shortwave and streaming, or you can visit our website www.voi.co.id and Facebook fanpage Voice of Indonesia. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Mariati. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.